Pink Floyd from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Pink Floyd were an English rock band formed in London. They achieved international acclaim with their progressive and psychedelic music, distinguished by their use of philosophical lyrics, sonic experimentation, extended compositions, and elaborate live shows. Pink Floyd is one of the most commercially successful and musically influential groups in the history of popular music. Pink Floyd were founded in 1965 by students Sid Barrett, Nick Mason, Roger Waters, and Richard Wright. They gained popularity performing in London's underground music scene during the late 1960s, and under Sid Barrett's leadership, released two charting singles and a successful debut album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, 1967. David Gilmour joined as a fifth member in December 1967. Sid Barrett left the band the following April 1968 due to deteriorating mental health exacerbated by drug use. Roger Waters became the band's primary lyricist and, by the mid-1970s, their dominant songwriter, devising the concepts behind their critically and commercially successful albums The Dark Side of the Moon, 1973, Wish You Were Here, 1975, Animals, 1977, The Wall, 1979, and The Final Cut, 1983. Richard Wright left Pink Floyd in 1979, followed by Roger Waters in 1985, declaring it a, quote, spent force, unquote. David Gilmour and Nick Mason continued as Pink Floyd. Richard Wright rejoined them as a session musician, and later a band member. Touring as Pink Floyd until 1994, the three musicians, David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and Richard Wright, produced two more albums, A Momentary Lapse of Reason, 1987, and The Division Bell, 1994. After nearly two decades of acrimony, Pink Floyd reunited with Roger Waters in 2005 for a performance at the global awareness event, Live 8. But Gilmour and Waters have since stated they have no plans to reunite as a band again. Sid Barrett died in 2006, and Richard Wright in 2008. The final Pink Floyd studio album, The Endless River, recorded without Waters and based on material recorded in 1993 to 1994, was released in November 2014. Pink Floyd were inducted into the U.S. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996 and the U.K. Music Hall of Fame in 2005. By 2013, the band had sold more than 250 million records worldwide, including 75 million certified units in the United States. 1963 to 67, early years. Formation. Roger Waters met drummer Nick Mason while they were both studying architecture at the London Polytechnic at Regent Street. They first played music together in a group formed by Keith Noble and Clive Metcalf with Noble's sister Sheila. Keyboardist Richard Wright, a fellow architecture student, joined them later that year, and the group became a sextet named Sigma Six, the first band to include Roger Waters, who was at this time playing lead guitar, Richard Wright, who at first played rhythm guitar since there was rarely an available keyboard, and Nick Mason on drums. The band started performing during private functions while rehearsing in a tea room in the basement of the Regent Street Polytechnic. They performed songs by The Searchers and material written by their manager and songwriter, fellow student Ken Chapman. In September 1963, Waters and Mason moved into a flat at 39 Stanhope Gardens near Crouch End, London, owned by Mike Leonard, a part-time tutor at the nearby Hornsby College of Art and the Regent Street Polytechnic. Nick Mason moved out after the 1964 academic year, and guitarist Bob Close moved in during September 1964, prompting Roger Waters' switch to bass. Sigma Six went through a number of other transitory names, including the Megadeths, the Abdabs and the Screaming Abdabs, Leonard's Lodgers, and the Spectrum Five, before settling on the T-Set. In 1964, as Keith Noble and Clive Metcalf left to form their own band, guitarist Sid Barrett joined Close and Waters at Stanhope Gardens. Barrett, 2 years younger, had moved to London in 1962 to study at the Camberwell College of Art. Waters and Barrett were childhood friends. Roger Waters often visited Syd Barrett and watched him play guitar at Barrett's mother's house. Nick Mason said about Syd Barrett, quote, "In a period when everyone was being cool in a very adolescent, self-conscious way, Syd was unfashionably outgoing. My enduring memory of our first encounter is the fact that he bothered to come up and introduce himself to me." Keith Noble and Clive Metcalf left the T Set in late 1963, and Bob Close introduced the band to singer Chris Dennis, a technician with the Royal Air Force, RAF. In December 1964, they managed to secure their first recording time through one of Richard Wright's friends who let them use some downtime for free. Wright, who was taking a break from his studies, did not participate in the session. When the RAF assigned Chris Dennis a post in Bahrain in early 1965, Syd Barrett became the band's frontman. Later that year, they became the resident band at the Countdown Club near Kensington High Street in London, where, from late night until early morning, they played three sets of 90 minutes each. During this period, spurred by the group's need to extend their sets in order to minimize song repetition, came the band's, quote, "realization that songs could be extended with lengthy solos," unquote, wrote Nick Mason. After pressure from his parents and advice from his college tutors, Bob Close quit the band in mid-1965, and Syd Barrett took over on lead guitar. The group first referred to themselves as the Pink Floyd Sound in late 1965. Syd Barrett created the name on the spur of the moment when he discovered that another band, also called the T-Set, were to perform at one of their gigs. The name, the Pink Floyd Sound, is derived from the given names of two blues musicians whose Piedmont blues records Barrett had in his collection, Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. By 1966, the group's repertoire consisted mainly of rhythm and blues songs, and they had begun to receive paid bookings, including one for a performance at the Marquee Club in March 1966, where Peter Jenner noticed them. A lecturer at the London School of Economics, Peter Jenner was impressed by the sonic effects Syd Barrett and Richard Wright created, and with his business partner and friend Andrew King, he became their manager. The pair had little experience in the music industry and used King's inherited money to set up Black Hill Enterprises, purchasing about £1,000 worth of new instruments and equipment for the band. It was around this time that Jenner suggested they drop the Sound part of their band name, thus becoming the Pink Floyd. Under Jenner and King's guidance, the group became part of London's underground music scene, playing at venues including All Saints Hall and the Marquee. While performing at the Countdown Club, the band had experimented with long instrumental excursions, and they began to expand upon these with rudimentary but visually effective light shows projected by colored slides and domestic lights. Jenner and King's social connections helped gain the band prominent coverage in the Financial Times, and an article in the Sunday Times which stated, quote, "At the launching of the new magazine It the other night, a pop group called the Pink Floyd played throbbing music while a series of bizarre colored shapes flashed on a huge screen behind them, apparently very psychedelic," unquote. In 1966, they strengthened their business relationship with Black Hill Enterprises, becoming equal partners with Jenner and King, and the band members each holding a 1/6 share. By late 1966, their set included fewer R&B standards and more Barrett originals, many of which would be included on their first album. While they had significantly increased the frequency of their performances, the band were not widely accepted at the time. Following a performance at a Catholic youth club, the owner refused to pay them, claiming that their performance was not music. When their management filed suit in a small claims court against the owner of the youth organization, a local magistrate upheld the owner's decision. However, they were much better received at the UFO Club in London, where a small fan base began to build around the band. Syd Barrett's performances were enthusiastic, quote, "leaping around, madness, improvisation, inspired to get past his limitations and into areas that were very interesting, which none of the others could do," wrote biographer Nicholas Schaffner. signing with EMI. In 1967, Pink Floyd began to attract the attention of the mainstream music industry. While in negotiations with record companies, IT co-founder and UFO club manager Joe Boyd and Pink Floyd's booking agent Brian Morrison arranged for and funded the recording of some songs at Sound Techniques in West Hampstead. Included were the standout track Arnold Lane and Candy in a Currant Bun as its B-side, both of which they recorded on 29 January 1967. 3 days later, Pink Floyd signed with EMI, receiving a £5,000 advance. EMI released the band's first single, Arnold Lane, on 10 March 1967 on its Columbia label. The song's references to cross-dressing led to a ban by several radio stations. However, some creative manipulation by the retailers who supplied sales figures to the magazine business meant that the single peaked in the UK at number 20. EMI Columbia released Pink Floyd's second single, See Emily Play, on 16 June 1967. It fared slightly better than Arnold Lane, peaking at number 6 in the UK. They performed on the BBC's Look of the Week, where Roger Waters and Syd Barrett, erudite and engaging, faced tough questioning from Hans Keller. They appeared on the BBC's Top of the Pops, an immensely popular program that controversially required artists to mime their singing and playing. Though Pink Floyd returned for two more performances, by the third, Syd Barrett had begun to unravel, and it was around this time that the band first noticed significant changes in his behavior. By early 1967, Barrett was regularly using LSD, and Nick Mason described him as, quote, completely distanced from everything going on, unquote. The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Brian Morrison and EMI producer Norman Smith negotiated Pink Floyd's first recording contract, and as part of the deal, the band agreed to record their first album at EMI Studios in London. Nick Mason recalls that the sessions were trouble-free. Norman Smith disagreed, stating that Syd Barrett was unresponsive to his suggestions and constructive criticism. EMI Columbia released The Piper at the Gates of Dawn in August 1967. The album peaked number 6, spending 14 weeks on the UK charts. Pink Floyd continued to draw large crowds at the UFO Club. However, Syd Barrett's mental breakdown was causing serious concern. The group initially hoped that his erratic behavior would be a passing phase, but some were less optimistic, including Jenner and his assistant, June Child, who commented, quote, I found Syd Barrett in the dressing room and he was so gone. Roger Waters and I got him on his feet, and we got him out to the stage. The band started to play, and Syd just stood there. He had his guitar around his neck, and his arms were just hanging down. Forced to cancel Pink Floyd's appearance at the prestigious National Jazz and Blues Festival, as well as several other shows, Andrew King informed the music press that Syd Barrett was suffering from nervous exhaustion. Roger Waters arranged a meeting with psychiatrist R.D. Lang, and though Waters personally drove Barrett to the appointment, Barrett refused to come out of the car. A stay at Formentera with Sam Hutt, a doctor well established in the underground music scene, led to no visible improvement. The band followed a few concert dates in Europe during September, with their first tour of the U.S. in October. As the U.S. tour went on, Syd Barrett's condition grew steadily worse. During appearances on the Dick Clark and Pat Boone shows in November, Barrett confounded his hosts by not responding to questions and staring off into space. He refused to move his lips when it came time to mime See Emily Play on Boone's show. After these embarrassing episodes, Andrew King ended their U.S. visit and immediately sent them home to London. Soon after their return, they supported Jimi Hendrix during his tour of England. However, Barrett's depression worsened as the tour continued, reaching a crisis point in December when the band responded by adding a new member to the lineup. 1968 through 77. Transition and international success. David Gilmour replaces Syd Barrett. In December 1967, the group added guitarist David Gilmour as the fifth member of Pink Floyd. Gilmour already knew Barrett, having studied with him at Cambridge Tech in the early 1960s. The two had performed at lunchtimes together with guitars and harmonicas, and later hitchhiked and bussed their way around the south of France. In 1965, while a member of Joker's Wild, Dave Gilmore had watched the tea set. Morrison's assistant, Steve O'Rourke, set Gilmore up in a room at O'Rourke's house with a salary of £30 per week. And in January 1968, Black Hill Enterprises announced Dave Gilmore as the band's newest member, the second guitarist and its fifth member, the band intending to continue with Syd Barrett as a non-performing songwriter. Peter Jenner commented, quote, "The idea was that Dave would cover for Barrett's eccentricities, and when that got to be not workable, Syd was just going to write. Just try to keep him involved." In an expression of his frustration, Barrett, who was expected to write additional hit singles to follow up Arnold Lane and See Emily Play, instead played the band's Have You Got It Yet, intentionally changing the structure on each performance so as to make the song impossible to follow and learn. In a January 1968 photo shoot of the five-man Pink Floyd, the photographs show Barrett looking detached from the others, staring into the distance. Working with Syd Barrett eventually proved too difficult, and matters came to a head in January while en route to a performance in Southampton when a band member asked if he should collect Barrett. According to Gilmore, the answer was, "No, let's not bother," signaling the end of Syd Barrett's tenure with Pink Floyd. Roger Waters later admitted, quote, "He was our friend, but most of the time we now wanted to strangle him," unquote. In early March 1968, Pink Floyd met with business partners Jenner and King to discuss the band's future. Syd Barrett agreed to leave. Jenner and King believed Syd Barrett to be the creative genius of the band and decided to represent him and end their relationship with Pink Floyd. Brian Morrison then sold his business to NEMS Enterprises, and Steve O'Rourke became the band's personal manager. Black Hill Enterprises announced Syd Barrett's departure on 6 April 1968. After Barrett's departure, the burden of lyrical composition and creative direction fell mostly on Roger Waters. Initially, Gilmore mimed Barrett's voice on the group's European TV appearances. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available on the web at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/B as in boy, Y as in Yankee, -S as in Sam, A as in Alpha, /3.0.